Psalms 46 says, God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains crumble into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at their swelling. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High. God is in the midst of her and she will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns. The nations rage, the kingdoms totter, but he utters his voice and the whole earth melts. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So come and behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolation on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and he shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. And then verse 10, a very popular, well-known verse, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. I love this passage in Psalms. I've gone to it many, many times, but back in the day, whenever I was walking through what I would say is a season, but it was more like years of my life in the pit of anxiety, this was something I heard spoken over me more than I would go to, right? A lot of people would say to me in the midst of anxiety, just be still and know that he is God. And as encouraging as that is, and as truthful as it is, if anyone's ever struggled with anxiety and really the darkness of anxiety in the midst of panic attacks, when your mind is just telling you so many lies, the last thing you can think about is being still. You're like, how is that even possible? How could I be still and just know that he is God? It sounds so good, but it's so hard in this moment for that to be true, for that to really change my situation. But as I started studying it myself and not just taking out verse 10 and reading to be still and know that he is God, but starting at the beginning of it and reading, God is our refuge and our strength. He is a very present help in times of trouble. All of a sudden you realize how it could be possible to be still, because we have a God who is our strength. We have a God who is a very present help in times of trouble. Fear is so much of the unknown. Fear is so much of the what if this happens or what if that happens? What if the worst case scenario happens? And I love how in this Psalms it says, yeah, what if it happens? What if the worst happens? What if the mountains crumble into the heart of the sea? What if the nations are in chaos and everything's in uproar and everything's trembling and man is man and everything is hard? What if that happens? God is a very present help in times of trouble. God is our refuge and our strength. So even though it is happening, even if it does happen, we can be still and know that we serve the God who made the mountains, who created the sea, who made man, and has an amazing plan in motion. And we have a hope of eternity. In Proverbs 12, there's a verse and it says, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. And so tonight you might have walked in with a really anxious heart and you might not have the words yet to say over yourself, but we are gonna sing them over you. And I pray by the end of it, it's coming out of your mouth too.